For North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Thursday, August 14th. California could see new voting maps and possibly a special election to approve them. The plan focuses on 5 Republican seats. 2 are in the North State, including U.S. Congressman Doug LaMalfa's. Democratic leaders say it could reshape close races and impact political control in the region. We'll have an interview about what this could mean for the North State coming up later in this report. A dangerous strain of E. coli that can cause severe illness, hospitalization, and even kidney failure has been confirmed in Big Chico Creek. That's after confirmed testing by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Butte County Public Health says the bacteria matches the strain that sickened several children earlier this summer. Some of those kids developed kidney failure, and families are now considering legal action. Officials say the bacteria is more harmful than the types usually found in local waterways and continues to be detected in multiple spots along the creek, including near popular swimming areas like Sycamore Pool. Public health is urging everyone to avoid swimming in the creek. And a state audit says California could save $225 million a year if more state employees worked from home at least 3 days a week. Auditors found the state is paying for millions of square feet of unused office space, and that desk sharing could help cut costs even more. And a grant from Habitat International and a major aluminum recycler will help Chico's ReStore expand its recycling efforts. The store collects aluminum for cash incentives, while also selling donated and repurposed goods to fund Habitat for Humanity's home building projects. Leaders say the extra revenue will go directly toward putting more local families into homes. As a nationwide redistricting battle heats up, California is looking at changing its election maps, a move that could eliminate 5 Republican-held congressional seats. 2 of those are in the North State, represented by U.S. Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Kevin Kiley. State lawmakers have until August 22nd to decide whether to hold a special election so voters can weigh in on new maps. NSPR's Serena Grossi spoke with Charlie Turner, a political science professor at Chico State, about what redistricting could mean for North State elections.
Redistricting is one of those things that we tend to think about once every 10 years, and then we forget that it exists. Redistricting is required by the Constitution. That's why we take a census in that year that ends with zero every 10 years. And it's to count the number of people in the country so that we can allocate seats in Congress so that each member of Congress is representing about the same number of people.
The redistricting attempts, I guess, we're seeing right now is happening in a year that ends with 5. Has this happened before?
What you have seen sometimes is states will end up in a court case where an interested party says, hey, these lines are unfair for one reason or another. And so for many years, there were arguments being made in the courts that there was racial gerrymandering. So gerrymandering, of course, is just that term that means that, political boundaries are being drawn in a way that's maybe in sort of a narrow partisan interest or an individual's interest rather than in the public's interest. A few years ago, the court started putting out different decisions on that issue. They started saying, well, no, that's not actually a racial gerrymander. That's merely a partisan gerrymander. And then in 2019, they had a case where they said, and if it's just partisan gerrymandering, that's okay.
There's about 5 districts that would be impacted here in California, and 2 of them are representing the North State. Could you see that they could swing blue in future elections?
They could. It would require redrawing things in a creative way. I'm assuming you would still need to have geographically contiguous districts. So the way that would work is, the first district, which is LaMalfa's district, which is, probably plus 12 points Republican, would have to give some of its Republican population to the second district, which is Jared Huffman's district, which is over towards the coast and is is probably, you know, double digits Democratic lead. Short term, it could be a gain for the Democrats in California, but you know, there would be long term risks there as well.
What would be some of those long term risks?
Well, you know, you might create districts that are, you know, a slight Democratic majority today that after a couple of election cycles, maybe you've now created two Republican districts, whereas previously you had one Democratic and one Republican one. So it's risky for both parties.
If the redistricting does happen, could there be like tighter races here?
It would almost certainly produce closer races because that's its stated goal, right? To take heavily Democratic districts and heavily Republican districts and mix them up in a way that you've got, you know, a slight lead for one or the other party in each of those districts. So it sort of inadvertently does something that's kind of nice in politics. As political scientists tend to say, that a competitive election keeps the politicians honest, right? It keeps them more responsible to the people because they know they have to actually go out and campaign and defend their record.
Yeah, and I mean, we just had Representative LaMalfa here in Chico for the first time in 8 years. Do you see that as being a response to this in some ways?
You know, it's possible it was a coincidence, I suppose. But yeah, he doesn't do that for 8 years. And of course, with the caveat that COVID happened in there. And so he did some things via, you know, telephone and Zoom and whatnot in the interim. But he didn't have that kind of forum at all for many years. And then there's this idea that, oh, they might be redrawing this district. Hey, I'd better get out there.
That was Charlie Turner, a political science professor at Chico State, speaking to NSPR's Serena Grossi. And those are your headlines for Thursday, August 14th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.